Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, that we find. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, Monday through Sunday, 10 p.m. till midnight. Join us early on Monday at 7 p.m. for Keeping It Brief, then come back at 10 p.m. and sit in with Lu Yu with her Garden of Enlightenment and Front Page Picks. Then dip into the twisted thoughts of the Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays. Turn up the heat with the Art of Seduction on Wednesday. Thursdays are split between Inner Craft of Sullen Art and Double Helix with Aphasiana and Dan. Friday, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry, while Saturday is split with Gray Eyes and Dan Howling at the Moon from the Northern Climes and Exploring Ekphrasia with Captain B2 and Gray. And if you're looking for a little more edgy around, then please check out After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m., Tuesday through Saturday mornings. Come take a walk on the wild side Tuesday. Fridays are split between Echoes in the Darkness and Break On Through with Pam, and sit in with Aphasian and Babbler on Saturday as they teach you the fine art of becoming part sinner, part saint. Check out the contests and prompts for all of our shows. Call to read your poems. Hang for the fun. And if you can do a SoundCloud, please connect it to your poem so we can hear you read your words in your voice. Good evening, Jean.
Sorry about leaving you muted there, Rex. I'm not just muting myself. I went, oh, my God, I left Rex muted. Like, what? I'm starting a new trend. Oh, my God. That's how I am. So, oh, my God. I'm out of my mind. Hi, Pam. I brought Pam one, too.
Okay, cool. Hello. Hello.
Hello, hello. Hi, Rex. Hi, Jean. Good to hear you both.
Good to hear you, too.
Oh, nothing much. Looking forward to hanging out with you and the music and the poetry and, you know, just a great lineup tonight.
How you feeling?
You know what? I'm feeling better. We'll see if the voice cooperates, but, you know, I'm feeling better. I feel like I have energy and I actually feel like I can breathe, but I still get the scratchiness and the, you know, the mucus build up in the throat. But, yeah, well, you know how that is, Jean.
Oh, my God, I know very well. Yes. It's rough. Yeah. It's been a crazy, crazy season. But, I'm getting better, so. And I'm glad you sound better. Hopefully it'll stay that way. It's off. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. So, Rex, I'm going to let you tell us all about Bette Midler. I love her.
Well, I figured you'd know more than me, but I'll give it a go.
I don't.
Born 1945, December 1st, in Honolulu, Hawaii. She saved up her money and moved to New York in 1965. She had a small part in the film Hawaii, and she took that money and started a study theater at HB Studios. She got her first on-stage roles in Tom Ayers' off-Broadway plays in 1965, Miss Nefertiti, Regrets, and Cinderella Revisited. The following year, in October, she hit Fiddler on the Roof, playing the ensemble role of Rivka and understudying the oldest daughter, Zeitel, which she assumed that role in February of 67. In 1970, I think where she really got her break, she started singing at the Continental Bath, the day bathhouse in the basement of the Ansonia Hotel, and that's where she met her piano accompanist, Barry Manilow, who produced her first album, The Divine Miss M, in 1972. And in the 90s, she released an album called Bathhouse Better. She's always gone by that name because of the note to where her musical career started. She's had plenty of awards, including, what else has she got here? She said, I got lost.
No, don't get lost.
Right. Yes, I did get lost. Well, she sold something like 30 million albums, She's done plenty of music, yes, plus the movie. I mean, everybody's seen her role. She's done she did Hello Dolly on the stage as well, and yeah. Joe Gomez. She did a 5 or 6 year run at Vegas, doing a part of it as an in-house celeb. She's what's Now I've lost my place. Bloody hell. She got 2 Academy Award nominations for the movie. I should have left this one to you. You probably know more than I do.
I don't know a lot of facts, but what I can say is I remember the first time I saw one of her stage shows.
Wow.
You know, I saw it on one of the public channels. And, oh, my God, my chin hit the floor. I said, did she just say that? Oh, my God, she was so bad. Oh, and I mean devilishly, terribly, vocally bad.
I forgot that angle of a brief note as a comedian, too.
Yeah, she had, and when she had her daughter, now this is the way I hear it. When she had her daughter, she decided to clean up her act and not be so raunchy. She really was pretty raunchy at times. But she was funny, and she could pull it off because she was pretty flamboyant in her act, you know, in their stage act. The first time I saw her, she came out in a mermaid costume in a wheelchair, but she couldn't walk because she had, you know, that tail. And then all of a sudden, she just stood up, and she had everybody laughing. It was just crazy. When I saw that, I said, "Who is this woman?" And then the next thing I know, as I heard her sing, and I went, "Well, that's who she is." And then The Rose, you know, was a movie that she was in. And it was kind of, that's probably not the name of the movie. I don't know the name of the movie. See how smart I am? But she was really good in it, and she sang throughout. It was kind of like A Star Is Born. Ran down that line. She may have, I don't know, for all I know, that was her version of it. And she was in a lot of movies. She was in one for the boys, and she was a USO.
Yes.
Star. That was an excellent
Boogie Woogie Beaver Boy, Company B.
Oh, God. She can belt it out, I'll tell you. And I don't know, but she sang in all her movies, and she was good in all her movies. I just really enjoyed her, you know, and all the different aspects of her. You know, she's a very talented woman. Very talented woman. So that's all I can tell you, Rex. You know, I'm not good on facts.
I found my friend. She's got 4 Golden Globe Awards, 3 Grammys. 3 primetime Emmys, 2 Tonys, Kennedy Center Honor, 2 Academy Award nominations, and a British Academy Film Award. She's done the likes of movies, The Rose, she said, Down and Out in Beverly Hills, Ruthless People, Outrageous Fortune, Big Business, Beaches, Hocus Pocus, the sequel, Beaches, Club, Stepford Wives, Parental Guidance, and The Addams Family, as well as For the Boys, and Gifting.
Yeah, for the Boys was great. The other one, God, you just mentioned it was out of my head already. Beaches was fabulous. Still trying to come up with the name that you said. But they were all really good. I mean, she was just good. Our First Wives Club, that was hysterical. You know, I mean, it wasn't like out and out. It was just a funny movie. But yeah, I've never seen her in anything I didn't like. And
wasn't it the First Wives Club? 5 women who were former first wives of 1 man.
3 women.
No,
oh,
there was actually 4 women and 1 committed suicide in the very beginning. In the very beginning, Pam. So, and the other 3 they followed throughout the movie. Yeah, it was her, and I can't think of the other woman's name. There was Goldie Hawn was one of them. I never think of the other woman's name, but the 3 of them were just, they were good. They got even, you know, not in a horrible way either. And I want to let you know I brought Grass on. So, hey, Grass, welcome aboard.
Hey, everyone, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, brother?
I'm hanging in there. It's kind of late for my blood.
Wow.
I'm getting old.
Yeah.
You can't be that old.
Honest to God. I think you're younger than I am, Gress.
Maybe. Not by much.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yes, and Naomi said it was Diane Keaton, and yes, that's who it was. Good stuff. Yeah, she was just good in all kinds of things. Funny woman. But yeah, so, I don't know, I just thought she'd be a fun one. So, I'm glad you came up with it. And I was glad to see people
actually
respond to it as well.
Actually, this was your suggestion. That's why it came above.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I know. What does it mean
I
know anything?
I laughed because as soon as I saw Bette Midler, I thought, there's no way Rex came up with that on his own. So.
Oh, God, yeah. See, well, you know, I forget what I saw. I came across something on Facebook, and I went, oh, Bette Midler, hey, she might be a good one for the show. I'm just glad that people wrote for it because you're never sure, you know, because not everybody likes the same music. Some people like hard music, some people like soft music, some people like funny music, you know. So, you know, it's always a shot in the dark with me, but it went well.
Well, there was a nice mix in there. They made, I mean, Under the Boardwalk, we let off with. I got those two songs she rewrote for Hocus Pocus 2.
Hocus Pocus, yeah.
Plus The Rose, which was very big almost 50 years ago now. And a lot of stuff in between. I mean, Beast of Burden she did with Mick Jagger on the video. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, she's something. She's all over the place.
Yeah, that one with Jagger was a little on the bordering the raunchy angle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Rex, whenever you want to start, you just tell me because I can chatter away a long time.
Let's go ahead and kick it off since we got a good batch of stuff to play with.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, the first song I'm going to play is The Rose. But of course. And here goes.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns. Some
Uh-huh.
And there you go.
Yeah.
A solid mood, just like it said.
Yes, absolutely. Beautiful song. And Pam, I'm going to ask you to start us off tonight. And this is called Sweetest Rose by Betty Page.
Oh, you didn't get her audio?
No.
Oh. Well, she said she sent it to you and Rex.
Yeah, I didn't get it either.
Yeah, we didn't get it. We tried.
I don't know, something's going on. I've got the last couple
of
things.
No problem. I'll give it a read. All right. Sorry about that. Sweetest Rose by Betty Page. Sweetest Rose, you are a treasure. You shine above the sea. Sweetest Rose, love you forever. You mean so much to me. Sweetest Rose, your heart is so pure. You've taught me all I need. Ways you love will be our future, wisdom for all to see. Feel my heart, it keeps on breaking. I just need to learn to dance. With my dreams, his hand I'm taking, I'll give another chance. He's the one whose love I'm craving. He makes me want to live. Entwined souls, tangled feet glowing, together we forgive. No more nights where we are both so lonely. Traveled roads split, yet we're strong. For years I've loved him, loved just him only. Only home where I belong. I remember every summer by the shore, remembrance shows. Tears of joy that I've now found love. As he blesses my sweetest rose. End poem.
It's a great read, Dave. Thank you very much. And Grant, why don't we start with you?
Well, I'm a sappy kind of guy. I like the old love story poems. And I love this one because it makes you feel nostalgic that you can have that love for all your life and it will always continue on. Just with good words. I think I like the second verse the most because it takes, you know, you take a dance and you're trying to take a chance. And one who's loving, I'm craving. Everybody has that feel that when you're loving somebody that you can't stop. And I thought it was a very, very beautiful poem. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Griff. Jean, what about you?
Well, you know, I thought this was like a lovely tribute in memory of her grandmother. Her grandmother's name was Rose, so that's why she chose to write to this. And I thought it was just, it was lovely. I mean, it was beautiful imagery, and that's what the most nicely expressed in this. So I think Betty did a really fine job with the piece. And thanks, Betty. I wish I had gotten your audio, though. It would have been good to have play. But Pam did a great job, so. Just as well as good, you know. It's a wonderful job, and thanks for sharing.
Nice. Thank you, Jean. All right, Pam, you got to read it. All about you.
Oh, yes. This is absolutely beautiful. I love how it's said in such a prayerful way, like reaching out to the guiding spirit of her grandmother, paying honor and tribute to both her grandmother and grandfather, and the love that they had together, and seeking that same kind of true and lasting love for herself. I really like this all the way through, but my favorite lines were, "Feel my heart, it keeps on breaking, I just need to learn to dance. With my dreams, his hands I'm taking, I'll give another chance." Wonderful lines and very well done.
Why, thank you, Pam. Of course, I got to say, Bet, you ought to do more like this. This is actually really good. It's a bit more in-depth than you're used to doing for it. And it doesn't walk that note of sensuality, but it implies what comes about when you find that that true angle of self. But it also, as Jean noted, this was for her grandmother and what she shared with her grandfather, something that obviously Betty celebrates and adores on that angle, and it's expressed well within the voice that she laid out for us. So cheers, Betty. This is a really good piece.
I think you should read this, or sing the second verse for us, Rex. Well, you know, I don't have Beth's voice, so I can't. But I think that second verse is, you know, kind of almost spot on.
Oh.
And it may be. Because I just read it.
Yeah, come on, Rex. Put on your best Divine Miss M voice.
When you can do,
oh, God.
Slip on your high heels and give it a shot.
I don't know if I don't know if I got it in the back end here, but feel my heart, it keeps on breaking. I just need to learn to dance, live my dreams. His hand I'm taking, I'll give another chance. He's the one whose love I'm craving. He makes me want to live. Entwined souls, tangled, sweet glowing, together we forgive. Yeah,
that second verse. I'm not sure about the others, but that one caught my eye, and I went, wait a minute. Yeah, Pam, you should have sung that.
Pam's fault you had
to do that right. I'm sorry.
Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to hear me try to do
that.
Well, hell, nobody wanted to hear me do that either, but you made me do it.
Oh, my God. Well, I knew you could carry a tune better than I could. I can't carry a tune in a bucket. You know, my bucket's cut a hole with it. Yeah. Anyway. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, I gotta get it together here. Okay, the next piece I'm gonna put up is Spring Sky 39.
Read that last note from Gress.
I did. Push him up, Rex, and sing it out. Rex, you can sing it for us. Okay, let's have a sing off between you and Rex. Let's see who's got a job with Bette Midler. Oh my God. Hello, Puddles, and hello, Naomi. Hey, Marius, how are you tonight? Next piece I'm going to put up is called Rose Offered by Spring Sky 39, and I'll give this one a read, and let's see what I have. For the Rose Offered by Spring Sky 39. Make sure I say it right. For the fear of their thorns, the rose may go unpicked, with an admirer forewarned, the cost of beauty a prick. Yet it is those in city parks that take the chance to live, that have roses in their heart, with the fear of beauty forbid. It's the brave one that strives, when considers how to be, whose bouquet is realized and can enjoy his days truly. End poem.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, step on up.
All right. Yeah, I really like this because, you know, it's a wonderful use of an extended metaphor, using the idea of the plants, the flowers that grow out in the wild in, you know, not always favorable conditions, but yet keep on growing. So it's a wonderful metaphor for the idea of people who grow stronger in difficult situations. And I really like this all the way through, but I thought the end stanza wrapped it up really nicely. It's the brave one that strives and considers how to be, whose bouquet is realized and can enjoy his days truly. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Nice. Thank you, Pam. And Gress, how about you?
Yeah, I like the extended metaphor too. It's like sometimes life can be difficult, but you can plant your feet anywhere and thrive and realize that what's surrounding you is helping you grow. So I really did like that continued metaphor, and I think that it's a very good poem and that tells a lot. So I really appreciate it.
Excellent. Thank you, Gress. Jean, you got to read it. How about you?
You know, I thought it was a great brevity. Nice imagery and well-expressed thoughts throughout. I thought it was really well done. And I have to agree with Pam. I like that last stanza. Not that the other ones were less, but I think that the last one, as she said, tied it up nicely. So great job, Spring Sky, and thank you for sharing with us. It's been a long time. I appreciate it.
Nice. It does hit on that angle if you want to live, you got to take both ends of the gamut of emotions. Hey, you don't take the chance, you don't get the feel. So you got to take that those little pinpricks when they're offered, because you might end up with that rose anyway. So take the chance, a leap of faith.
Absolutely.
Nicely done, Spring.
Okay. Now let me see. Okay, the next piece. Bam, I'm losing your voice. Next piece I'm going to put up is called What is Love by Marius Alexandru. And I have an audio for this, so here we go.
Love, it's more than just an ocean and its waves that never end. It is laughter, tears, emotions. It's a secret, wondrous blend. Love is more than sunrise, sunset. It's the life between the two. It's a trust, a safety net, where the I becomes a you. Love is more than winter's springs. It's a rose that has thorns too. It's the wind beneath our wings. It's the seed that grew and grew. Love is holding hands and kisses. It's the silence in the rooms. It's the anchor set at blisses. Love's now withered, later blooms. Love ends any broken dream while looking to the future. Love's together, love's a team, love's a glue, a perfect searcher. Love's a poem, I can say, a tango across the river. It's a song that I will play, it's my open heart to her.
Great read, Marius. Thank you for the SoundCloud. Very much appreciated. All right, Gene, we're going to start with you.
I should have known I was on mute. I think that this was a great reflection of the prompt. And I went here and said, love is more than winter's springs. It's a rose that has thorns, too. It's the wind beneath our wings. It's the seed that grew and grew. Love is holding hands and kisses in the silence in the rooms. It's the anger, sadness, blisses. Love's now withered, later blooms. I think that was nice. I like how you threw in the wind beneath our wings into that stanza. And I think it was just a fine job. You know, Marius has a great way with love poetry, and I think that this is, as I always say, no exception to that. And it's beautifully done. So thank you, Marius, for sharing with us. Great piece.
All right. Thank you, Gene. And Greg, how about you?
I thought the last one was the telltale sign that it's for somebody who cares about, because it says, love the poem, I can say, it's hanging across the river. It's the song that I will play. It's my open heart to her. So basically, the rose is the love blooming inside him that keeps him next to the person that he loves so much. And I think it's beautifully expressed and encompasses them when love is real and cool. And I really enjoyed it. And I like the way that he did it, his voice. And you could tell it was really something special to him. It was really good.
Excellent. Thank you, Greg. Pam, bring it on down.
All right. Well, wow, this was just so beautiful. I mean, the combination of his voice with the background music, you could, you know, feel that he really put his heart into the words. This has such a wonderful lyrical quality to it. And I love how it speaks on the strength and power of that lasting love, that love that goes through difficult times together and you're there for each other. I mean, and really such amazing line. But I really like, love is more than sunrise, sunset. It's the life between the two. It's a trust, a safety net, where the I becomes a you. Wonderful lines, and very well done. Capturing that moment where you are no longer content just to put yourself first, but find somebody else that you want to put first. So very well done.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Dan. I thought this was a wonderful piece after that bite from Spring Sky, the last one, because this opens it up and gives it that full extension and the voice of expression that is alluded to in Spring. So this Walk That Very Same Path and gets a lot deeper into it. And then that third stanza, love is more than winter springs. It's a rose that has thorns too. It's the wind beneath our wings. It's the seed that grew and grew. I like that note about dropping in the wind beneath the wings, but also the seed that grew and grew. And that thought in the second to last stanza, love's together, love's a team, love's a glue, a perfect suture. That note to things can be healed, mended, and stitched together so that you can walk in that last note, because he does fully express the anger, the sadness, the blisses. Love's now withered and later blooms. So even though there might be some troubles within that horizon, it only goes away if you let it go away. So well done, Marion. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Now, the next song I'm going to play is called Wind Beneath My Wings. So, here we go.
With
Yeehaw.
Great song. Okay. Pam, I'm coming to you. I have the next one. It's called Wind Beneath My Broken Wings by Stellina. So, here goes. Whenever you're ready.
You are the dream that floats me through night's long shadow. When loneliness holds me fast in its frigid embrace, I look for you in sable midnight skies, when frost decks the trees like filigree lace. The moon smiles down on both our worlds, though far apart we are destined to be. She knows my heart languishes each hour for you to smile disarmingly only for me. There is no other who can raise me up or make me smile in times of woe. At the sound of your name, my soul rejoices, yet after you leave, unshed tears freely flow. You are the sunrise that breaks each dawn, the music and the sound of true lovers' sighs, the laughing, effervescent stream that dances, the rainbow after the raging rainstorm dies. Without you, my days would fall back into shade. My flesh would shiver in winter's breath. The beauty of nature would fade before my sight, and all would weep at its untimely death. You make me wonder at my own reawakening. Though dormant it was for many a year, then you emerged and breathed life into my very being. How I long to hold you tenderly near. Like a marionette too long, I danced to another's tune, till you came along and severed the strings. You freed my spirit to soar like a bird once more, for you are the wind beneath my broken wings. End poem.
Great read, Pam. And Grass, I'm going to come to you first, man. What do you think about this?
Oh my gosh, I'm just in awe. It's just a beautiful poem. I think we always have that person that completes us and raises us up in times of need. And it seems like it could be just for a moment in your life, and they're gone. But that moment that they were there, they were with you, could be the most important thing that you ever had. And you never know when that person's going to walk into your life and help and change you and make you a different person. And that's kind of like what I got out of this. I don't know if that's the correct interpretation of the poem, but that's what I felt when she read it. Very nicely done.
Excellent. Thank you, Chris. Jean, what about you?
I got this. I hit the button. I thought this was a beautiful write based on, bad relationship, longing, and renewal. Wonderful stanzas all the way through, and I thought it was well-penned indeed. I grabbed the last two stanzas because I really thought that they, well, not only did they incorporate the title, but I think that kind of summed it up. You make me wonder at my own You make me wonder at my own reawakening, though dormant it was for many years. Then you emerged and breathed life into my very being. How I long to hold you tenderly near. Like a marionette, too long I danced to another's tune, till you came along and severed the strings. You feed my spirit to soar like a bird once more, for you are the wind beneath my broken wings. It was just beautifully done. To have someone come along and just make things right. Even if it's just in your own head, you're going over it because of what you're going through now. It still puts things in perspective and helps you to keep on going. So great job, Stellina, as always. Much enjoyed this piece.
All right. Thank you. Pam, what about you since you read it?
Oh, I thought it was absolutely beautiful. I would have much preferred to hear Stellina's voice, but, it was an honor to read it. That is such a beautiful song, and a person I think has to have a strong right, and this to really, match the song, and I thought this was a stunning bite, truly the fitting of that particular piece. Great rhyme and flow, heartfelt line, I love how she talks on experiencing newfound help cope within love, the idea of finding someone who cuts you free from the strings of heartbreak, the strings of the past, and helps you to move forward and just, you know, make life better. And, you know, it's beautiful all the way through, but it was that stanza that says, with you're the sunrise that breaks the dawn, the music and the sound of two lovers' sighs. That was my absolute favorite. So beautiful writing, very well done.
Nice. Thank you, everyone. I'm going to go a little bit different. Because of that second stanza where she knows my heart languishes each hour for you to smile predominantly only for me. So I'm going to have that thought. Those first three stanzas walk within him, so to speak. That fourth stanza is the cutaway, which kind of hits on both angles. You are the sunrise that breaks each dawn, the music and the sound of true lovers' sighs, the laughing effervescent stream that dances, the rainbow after the raging rainstorm dies. So I think that's a note to both in the moment. Now the back end is the voice of female, but she hits in the that second to last stanza. You make me wonder at my own reawakening, though dormant it was for many a year. Then you emerged and breathed life into my very being. How I long to hold you tenderly near. So I think this is a call out, a call back with that fourth middle stanza being the note to the both in the moment. So nicely done, Selene. I don't know if you meant it that way or if I'm right, but that's what I read out of it. So thank you very much.
Great job. Great job, everybody. Okay, the next piece I'm going to put up is called Candles on the Sand. And this is by Hrant Panter. And we have an audio for this. So let me hit that button. Here we go.
Candles on the Sand by Hrant Panter. Every memory washes over dreams like the tide against the shore, cradling our existence until fears breed nevermore. Love is such a simple name for feelings not easily defined, but they compare little to the ache within everyone left behind. Time has both challenged and changed everything we know, but it cannot erase from mind the way relationships can grow. Whilst these dreams may sometimes drift out beyond the turning tide, there could never be any doubt where traces of your heart reside. At times it may have come to pass words didn't fall like gold. Passion has its moods like that, and friendship rarely fits within a mold. But as the sun sets upon this beach, this life, I reflect upon this journey so wonderfully unplanned, and tell the wind every story of us that I remember, then let the silence linger over candles on the sand. End poem.
Great read, Hrant. Thank you very much for the SoundCloud. Very much appreciated. All right, Pam. You get to kick us off.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I just tell you, the poetry tonight, it just hits hard right in the chest. Wow, this is beautiful. And Hrant was right because he mentioned it at LNP that he doesn't usually write in rhyme, but it seemed very befitting for this poem. Well, I'm paraphrasing him, but and it does. It does. It works so very well. And I really like how he speaks on the idea that you know, love is so much more complex. It's such a than we give it credit for. It's, you know, there's the ups and downs of it, the mix of emotions that comes with love, and the beauty of finding that form of love that lasts, and then, you know, the heartache of the love that is lost and is nothing but a distant memory. And I really love how the end stanza speaks on reflecting on the journey. I reflect upon this journey so wonderfully unplanned and tell the wind every story of us that I remember. then let the silence linger over candles on the sand. You know, it's such a beautiful, heartfelt tribute to a love that you know, I get the impression of grieving for someone who died, but it could be a love lost in any way, or even a love that still exists, but just, you know, keeping, thinking upon the memories of it. You know, wonderful, right, and very well done.
Well said, Pam. Thank you. And Gris, how about you? You got to unmute first.
To me, it's like you take a picture and you put that in your book and you kind of like remember what happens. But the biggest memories are those one moments that you've been saved by somebody else, and they know, they really get you and they understand you. And it's not something that you can easily express. You can't, you know, the word love is such a, you know, a used word, but it's the feeling that you have, like your connection to each other, that you can't really describe. And I think that's what he's getting at here. And it's the companionship, the camaraderie, the being together and knowing what the other person's thinking and feeling, and knowing that you matter to them. And that's everything about this poem. So I really enjoyed it. Very good.
Excellent. Thank you, Greg. Jean, how about you? And you got to unmute.
Thanks, Sam. Okay. I thought this was just a wonderful piece and a great take on the prompt. I thought the emotions were well expressed throughout. I thought it was really nicely done. I like the last four stanzas of the poem. I'm not going to read them all again. I'm going to save you all from that. But I really thought it was excellent. So nicely done, Aaron Panther, and really appreciate the share. Great take on that prompt. Absolutely. So, thank you much.
Excellent. Yeah, I got two thoughts, but first, Eric, you got to drop your SoundCloud on the page so people can actually hear it in your voice as well as read it. That's the first thing. Second, this does hit on a lifetime shared together, but also you hit on that love is such a simple name, experience not easily defined, but they compare little to the ache with everyone left behind. There is a note that could point to death, but it also hits to that idea of when the nest empties and you've got to renew yourself once more, because it's been a long time since the two original started out as a two, and then family grow, and now they're back to a two. So there's a little, because you hit on that, time has both challenged and changed everything we know, but it cannot erase from my mind the way relationships can grow. So there's a reemergence within that stanza. And the back end is a reflection of looking back upon those years with not just adoration, but a keen sense of the love that was shared between you and your lady. So excellent piece. All right, Jean, we're coming back to you.
I'm here. The next piece I'm going to put up is called You Took the Wind by Jessica T. Wheeler. I'm going to give this one a read. And I just have to see if I can pull it together. Okay. You Took the Wind by Jessica C. Wheeler. You listened to the lessons in the stories that I told. You nestled in my shadow when the winter wind turned cold. I pleaded with the dark at night, the very moon beseeched, and painted you a portrait of those stars you never reached. You always felt a step behind. Did I just walk too fast? I watched you slip behind my stride, and misstep as it was your last. That misstep was your last. You once told me you'd walk till dawn if you could know the sun. You said my light would keep you warm if only you could run. Without you here to trail behind, my shadow it turns cold. And when you fell, my light grew dim. Now broken wings unfold. You took the wind with your last breath. I guess you never knew that all those times I touched the sun, I flew because of you. Ah, end poem.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. And, Gret, let's start with you, please.
Well, there's always somebody behind us that keeps us above where we should be at, because they're behind us and they're rooting us on, and they're keeping us in the forefront of everything that they do. And without them, we couldn't reach the heights that we have. And I felt like this poem was, she was letting them know how special they are to them, and that without their support and love, they wouldn't be where they were. And really significant, right? Very good.
Oh, great comment, Gretch. Thank you very much. Pam, how about you?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this is absolutely beautiful. The imagery, the metaphors, the heartfelt lines, paying tribute to her sister. You know, and that's the beautiful thing about that song, is it can be for anyone. It's not just about romantic love. It's about that any friend or family member or person that was there for you. And I think Jessica captured with that, and she captured what it feels like to lose somebody who's always there for you, who was your strength and your guide and your partner through life. You know, and I just can't imagine. I really just can't. It's just an emotive fight all the way through. I really like I Pleaded with the Dark at Night, the very movie piece, to paint with you a portrait of those stars you never reached. You always felt a step behind, yet I just walked too fast. I watched you slip behind my stride. That misstep was your last. I mean, wow, the emotional impact of those lines and looking back at the journey traveled together. So very well done.
Excellent. Thank you, Pam. Jean, how about you?
I thought this was just beautifully penned tribute by Jessica. Wonderfully expressed emotions. And, you know, the last three stanzas, I wanted to grab more, but I refrained. And when you fell, my light grew dim. Now broken wings unfold. You took the wind with your last breath. I guess you never knew that all those times I touched the sun, I flew because of you. I used to brought tears to my eyes. You know, and you know, as I said before on another poem, you know, I'm so sorry for your loss, but this is an incredible piece. And you did a fine job. Fine job and a great take on the front. Mm-hmm.
Great comments, everybody. I walk the very same thoughts you did. Those last three stanzas kind of hit. There is a nice ease and flow within this piece that reads very well. It's delicate. It's lovely. And it walks so easily down each line and rhyme into the next one. And the expression is heartfelt. And those last three. And when you fell, my light grew dim. Now broken wings unfold. You took the wind with your last breath. I guess you never knew that all those times I trusted son, I flew because of you. So,
yeah.
Lovely piece, Jessica, and a wonderful tribute. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. It's so hard sometimes because a lot of people don't even know that they are your inspiration or they're your hero. They really are, because, you know, you look up to them and their struggles and how they handle things, and I think that Jessica really touched that beautifully. So, okay. That's what I have here. The next piece I have is You Lift Me Up by Puddles 33. And I have an audio for this one. So here we go.
You Lift Me Up by Barb Christie. Within the nest I flap and squawk, well before I learn to talk. Control the stage I run across. You are my mom, I am the boss. You teach me all you've come to know. You hold me close and watch me grow. Nurture strength and confidence. Unbind my will, trust providence. My wings take shape, I flap some more, but still my feet stay on the floor. Until you blow your subtle wind to lift me up, tether rescind. You set me free despite the pain of watching feathers soaked in rain get pummeled by life's gusts and gales. You hide your tears, stifle your wails. And in your calming, quiet way, you guide me to a brighter day. The nest I orbit from above is filled with all your mother's love. You are the breath that fills my heart, the voice that says scribbles are art, the hand that claps despite my falls, the soul that daily gently calls me to become my better self, to ride the wind, get off the shelf, to face the sun, enjoy the glow, explore the world in airstream's flow. Lean on the truths you kindly taught. Let go the string, untie the knot. Be free to soar and touch the sky. Never forget the reason why I ride these winds, drink from joy's cup, 'cause you love me, you lift me up.
Great read, Barb. Thank you for the SoundCloud. Very much appreciated. All right, Jean.
I love this piece. I love the rhyme. I love the meter. I love the intent of the piece. I think it was just a beautiful tribute to a mother's love, a family's love. I guess if you can say family's love. This definitely points to your mother, you know, or a mother in thought to me. And I think it was just beautiful, beautifully written. And Barb, what a wonderful metaphor and great imagery. Your rhyme was, you know, the rhyme and meter was spot on. Just a beautiful, beautiful piece. I don't even know where to begin. Each stanza was so nicely written, and there's so much happening here. I just, you know, you are the breath that fills my heart, the voice that says scribbles are art, the hand that claps despite my falls, the soul that daily gently calls me to become my better self, to ride the wind, to get off the shelf, to face the sun, enjoy its glow, explore the world in airstream's flow. It's just all great, and just a fabulous take on the prompt, and very, very well done. Great job. Thank you.
Thank you, Jean. Greg, how about you?
That's a wonderful shout-out to all moms. They're like our confidants in our lives. And they, whenever we get beat down, they're there to get us back up and going again, and so they do lift us up. They do create lift on our wings so that we can soar out of the nest and become something and somebody to somebody else. And I'll just think back to my mom. As I remember when I played football and I was getting beat so bad, she goes, "Are you going to give up? Are you going to be Archie Griffin?" You know, this is back when I did. And I said, "I guess so, Mom. I'm going to go out there and try." And she gave me the big hug around me. And I think back to that because of this wonderful poem. So way to go there, Puddles 33. Very nice.
Thank you, Griff. Pam, how about you?
Oh, this is beautiful. Great rhyme and flow. Wonderful imagery. I just adore how she speaks on a mother's love. I like how it has that nice touch of humor in it, the way a mother just knows when to offer support to their child and when to allow them to spread their wings and fly and make their own mistakes and not catch them every time they fall. It's filled with such words of wisdom and a wonderful tale of personal growth all the way through. But I really like, you set me free despite the pain of watching feathers soaked in rain, get pummeled by life's gusts and gales. You hide your tears, stifle your wails. And in your calm and quiet way, you guide me to a brighter day. The nest I orbit from above is filled with all your mother's love. Wonderful, right? And very well done.
Excellent. Thank you, Pam. Grant, I think you hit the right note. This hits on the idea of a shout-out to all mothers. I did like that, right in that first stanza, that note of humor in the moment. You are my mom. I am the boss, so to speak. Kind of hits on the idea. maybe holding one's breath, a little tantrum here and there just to get their way. But still, the note how mothers bend within the angle of handling children. And as you said, pushing them into things, making sure they're coddled, loved, they get their boo-boos kissed and dressed, so to speak. And even at the back end, you are still the child, even though you are older within your own eyes. You are still the child to your parents. So wonderful piece, Barb. Thank you very much. All right, Jean, we're coming back up to you. But you got to unmutate.
Cut it out, Rex. Or Rex, come down the aisle and aggressive. God. I haven't had to yell aggression in a long time. That's pretty amazing.
Hey, you forget so quickly that you mutated me to begin with.
I did. I guess I get what I deserve.
I like it both.
I know. Might not be a last if you keep picking on me. I'm only kidding. Okay, the next song I'm going to play is In My Life. So let me put that on, and then we'll go from there. Okay, here goes. And maybe we'll go next.
It's Christmas time. I'm going to sing a little song for you.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I love.
Great song. Original and not. Okay. And for the first piece I'm going to put up to go with that song, I'm going to put this piece up by Erik Svensson. This
This is called Portholes in My Mind. Mind by my... Wow. Let me do it again. Portholes in My Mind Hole by Eric Schwentz. And I have an audio.
Portholes in My Mind Hole. Oh, I do remember each glowing ember, lovers and friends. Cockle time dilutes not, rather shines the brightest spotlight. Degrees of enchantment, gypsy rover years of song and dance. Ever always present, lasting impressions, curiosities, verbosity. Friends made on foreign soil. Still share in daily toil broil. Royal with laughter we do. Transatlantic notes compared. Student years to studious present years. A fine tapestry unfolds. Woven with lovers and friends strands. Each a specific color spectrum. Each nuance plectrum strums. Memories ukulele. Sought and caught, rain or shine framed. Whitney Houston, belting out, where do broken hearts go? Plaza de Torres, concert in Madrid, heart unbroken, while ballet affection dance, executed perfect arabesque in La Scala, viewing Goya in the Prado, side by side. Somewhere over the rainbow, fetched to fence in memories. Mind may get forgetful at times, but, oh, the heart never forgets. Summer's light in Tuscany, tingling timbre of Italian dialects, eat, pray, love became a way of life. Grand American tour in 1994, folks so kind and hospitable. Proud of their stars and stripes, mind may jinx people and places. Metronome heart beats to its own drum. Lovers and friends still bright as day. Authenticity never dulls, nor does death cull. They still portholes shedding light into my mind. Whole info.
Wonderful read, Eric. Thank you for the SoundCloud. Very much appreciated. And Pam, I guess we can start with you.
All right. Well, what I really like about this one, first of all, is it makes me think of that quote, and I can't remember who said it, and I'm slightly paraphrasing, but the one that says, people may not remember exactly what you said or exactly what you did, but they'll remember how they made you feel, or you made them feel. And, it has that idea to me of how, the mind doesn't pick up every detail necessarily, but the heart will always remember. As always, Eric has such amazing imagery and metaphors. These are such beautiful heartfelt lines on memories of love carried within every heartbeat. And I also like how it speaks on the idea of the unexpected friendships that happen and the close connections that happen when we travel. And wonderful lines all the way through, but I really do like friends made on foreign soil, still sharing daily toil broil, royal with laughter, and we do, transatlantic notes compared, student years to studios, present years. And I also like how that speaks on the idea of the traveling that we do on all poetry, where we connect with different poets from around the world, and we exchange our poetic notes, and just the idea that the heart just keeps on beating and the mind stays open to that light that is offered up to us within the minds of love. So excellent write and very well done.
Excellent. Thank you, Pam. And Gris, how about you?
Well, it's like, I don't know. It's like you have friends that you may not see them for many years, and then all of a sudden it's like when you see them again, they're connected, and you left off where you were. So my thing is I like the poem because I'm thinking that, you know, through his travels and everything. And I think the title of his poem, Portholes from My Mind Holes, means these are the windows from my mind, right, that you see out of when you're traveling and you're with your life. And the times that you're with people is what makes up a lifetime of memories. And those are what keeps us going in those days when it's not that great, right? We always think of these things that we did or things we might be doing in the future or whatever. So I really enjoyed the poem, and I understand greatly what he means by tingling limber of Italian dialects. Eat, pray, love became a way of life. Grand American Tour in 1994, folks so kind and hospitable, proud of their stars and stripes, meaning that he had a great time. He was able to come and follow the tour, and that was something that was very meaningful in his life. So I thought that was really good. I really enjoyed the poem.
Oh, wonderful comment, Greg. Thank you. Jean, how about you?
You know, I think this was a great piece by Eric. I love his references throughout, as always. You know, he's good for slipping something in here and there. And I grabbed three stanzas. A fine tapestry unfolds, woven with lovers and friends, strands, each a specific color spectrum, each nuance, plectrum, strums memories ukulele, sought and caught, rain or shine, framed. And then it goes on about Whitney Houston, and, you know, different things. I thought it was just really well done. But then he comes in with Somewhere Over the Rainbow, fetch defense in memories. Minds may get forgetful at times, but oh, the heart never forgets. Summer's light in Tuscany. I think that he really hit the notes of the song, you know, very well. You know, he touched on different things, and, you know, sometimes we forget things from our past, but we don't forget, as Pam said, you know, how it makes you feel. And, you know, when she said that before, it's so true in this as well. So, excellent job, Eric, and thank you so much for sharing.
Excellent. Thank you, Jean. Gress, your thoughts on the title? I think are spot on. These are those notes that you can drift into and still view those times that he spent traveling the world from La Scala, the Prado, Plaza del Toro from Madrid, the thoughts to America, and other places he's been. It's the travel from the people he's met, those friends and lovers loved shared across that note. And I think this stands right here, kind of hits the note of it. A fine tapestry unfolds, woven with lovers and friends' strands, each a specific color spectrum, each nuanced plectrum strums memories ukulele, sought and caught, rain or shine frame. It's such a nice clarifying note in that. And Jean, you hit on that note too. Mind may be forgetful at times, but oh, the heart never forgets. Summer's light in Tuscany. There's such a lovely, and the finishing end of it too. Authenticity never dulls, nor does death call. There's still portholes shedding light into my mind home. Again, that note to the title and the fact that, hey, they may have passed on, but the divinity of who and what they were when we met is still alive and kicking. So, excellent piece there, Eric, and thank you very much.
Okay.
All right, Jean.
Now,
we're back on you.
Let's see now. I have... I'm going to skip your piece for 1 second, Gress. And Rex, I'm going to ask you to read this one, Not Even a Little Bit, by Jody Mountain.
Okay. Not Even a Little Bit, by Jody Mountain. In the archives of my moments, filled with joy and sorrow, you stood apart and stole my heart, unmatched, you were my beacon for the morrow. You touched my heart, touched my soul, changed my life and all my goals. Through the laughter-drenched days and nights that never seemed to end, your essence, a calm in the storm within, you became my lover. I held you high above the norm. You were my best friend. Friends came and went like the tides of the sea. Lovers danced in and out of my melody. But you, oh, you were the constant beat, the rhythm in my heart where no one could compete. In the whispers of dawn, when the world is still asleep, you were the promise, the secret I would keep, the one I would pursue, even though I knew it would make me weep. And I still, and always will, for you, take a leap. You were the laughter in my tears, the courage in my fears, the silent understanding, the dissipator of my fears. In the canvas of memories, painted with love's gentle brush, your presence, a masterpiece in the hush. You are the better half of the good times, the keeper of my time, the architect of moments and lives. No friend, no lover could ever compare to the depth of your essence, the breadth of your care. So here's to you, the better half of my best days, the unwavering light of my life's maze. Of all the companions, of all the lovers true, absolutely none, not even a little bit, compared to you. And poems. All right, Jean, you get started.
Great read, Rex. This is a wonderful piece. In the archive of my moments filled with joy and sorrow, you stood apart, stole my heart. A match, you were my beacon for the morrow. You touched my heart, touched my soul, changed my life and all my goals. Through the laughter-drenched days and nights that never seemed to end, your essence, the calm and the storm within, you became my lover. I held you high above the norm. You were my best friend. And then it gets the next stanza as well. Friends came and went like the tides of the sea. Lovers danced in and out of my melody. But you, oh, you were the constant beat, the rhythm in my heart, where no one could compete. I think it's just a beautiful piece. And I think it really as well captures the prompt very well. So, Jody, this is a beautiful piece, and thank you so much for sharing with us tonight. Great job.
Thank you, Jean. And Greg, how about you?
Yeah, I'm on this one here. It kind of seems like it's like your first love in the beginning, because it's somebody that, you know, your first love is always the one that's compelling because you've not been hurt. And because in another part of it, it goes, you were the laughter in my tears, the courage in my fears, and the silent understanding dispatched my tears. And the canvas of memory painted with love's gentle brush, your presence, a masterpiece in the hush. In other words, it seems to me that person is always going to be significant in your life. And no matter how much you love somebody, you can never compare to that love, because that piece is always in a special place in your heart, and it will never go away. And when she says, no friend, no lover could ever compare to the depth of your essence, the breath of your share. And that just tells me it's very personal, and it's really compelling. I really love this poem. It's really well done.
Great comment there, Greg. Thank you. Dan, how about you?
Yeah, I've always been sort of so sad and nostalgic at the same time, you know, because it speaks in the past tense, so you can't help but think that either the love is gone or the relationship is gone for some reason, but there was still, during the time that it lasted, there was such a strength and a beauty to it. This has wonderful rhyme and flow throughout. I like how it speaks in the idea of a relationship that offered love and support and brought balance to the person's life. And I like what Gress had to say about that idea of that first love that, you know, you compare all others to. And really wonderful line, but I particularly like, you were the laughter in my tears, the courage in my fears, the silent understanding, the dissipator of my fears, and the canvas of memories painted with love's gentle brush, your presence a masterpiece in the hush. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Excellent. Thank you, Pam. I think you and Gress hit the note of what this is all about. It probably is that first, the one that got away, so to speak, but it also hits on that they didn't really get away to the fullest, because they're still there, except they have a deeper bond that rolls through past the love of being lovers into that depth where fast friends dear fast friends, a forge and a lion that that binds them whole to each other. And he hits it with those last two stanzas. You are the better half of the good times, the keeper of my prime, the architect of moments sublime. No friend, no lover could ever compare to the depth of your essence, the breadth of your care. So here's to you, the better half of my best days, the unwavering light in my life's maze. Of all the companions, of all the lovers true, absolutely none, not even a little bit, compared to you. Now, that could also mean that they found each other again. And so this is a double-angle tribute, not just to what once they shared, but what they actually came back to a little bit down the line after they grew somewhat. So nicely done, Jody. All right, Jean, we're back to you.
Yeah, Pam, will you take over? I'm only kidding.
No. Then he would just call me by the wrong name anyways. You know, so either way, he'd be confused.
Okay, let's see what I have now. The next piece I'm putting up is called Justice Song, and this is by Gress, by a Gressman. I'm going to make sure I say it right when I say it. Here we go. And I have an audio for this. Because Gress is that kind of guy. Here we go.
How many days do you want to live? How many days does it take to die? I don't know if I want to keep on living. I don't know if I want to cry. Each day is about getting to the end, to wake up and to do it again. Keep pushing myself out of my bed, doing the most I can till I'm dead. Too many valleys, not enough highs, not too many will say their goodbyes. I did my best in living this life, my biggest mistake was taking a wife. I was dumb, stupid and without a care. At 20 years old I was in deep despair. I thought getting married was the key. From my misery could I get free? How many days do you want to live? How many days does it take to die? I don't know if I want to keep on living. I don't know if I want to try. It's not about love as I now understand. Life never goes like you have it planned. 40 years later and I'm lonely at night. For a long time I haven't been right. I'm not worthy of a woman's touch. I'm broken and not worth that much. So I play this guitar and sing this tune. Drink whiskey and laugh at the moon. Best about me is the kids I love, and God's son who came from above. Don't feel sorry for the man in the song. So many things he got terribly wrong. How many days do you want to live? How many days does it take to die? I don't know if I want to keep on living. I don't know if I want to try.
Great piece there, Gress. Thank you for SoundCloud. Very much appreciated. Let's get you some comments. Pam, why don't you lead us out the box?
Just so you know, that wasn't me singing. I have this. I found this one place that does the songs, and it was all AI. And it's done a little bit differently if I was actually singing it, but it actually came out halfway decent, I think. And it kind of reflected.
Yeah, I saw that note, and you're right. It does come across really good. There's just a little hiccup here and there, but no, not a big deal because I was surprised. I didn't think AI could actually roll this well, but it did. So let's get you some comments, Bubba. Pam, come on in.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I tell you, between this show and all the rights on this one and then Toby Keith's tribute next week with him dying, we're just going to have to – I don't know, Gene, you're going to have to use part of the L&P budget to pay for boxes of tissue paper. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
But, goodness gracious. But, yeah, I did think this was an absolutely wonderful write, Gress. Great rhyme and flow. The questions asked in it, I think, you know, like, how many days to you want to live? How many days does it take to die? Those questions of someone who's so at that point in their life where they're lonely and they're desperate and they're just not even sure they want to go on living. It's got such a powerful emotional impact. And I like how it speaks on past regrets and loneliness felt. And it gives an acknowledgement of not only was, you know, the person hurt in their life, but they also made their own mistakes, you know. And, you know, there's so many great lines all the way through. But I do particularly like each day is about getting to the end, to wake up and to do it again, keep pushing myself out of bed, doing the most I can till I'm dead. And then I really also like the part where, oh, gosh, I got to find it here. The part where you said don't feel sad for the man in the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
It's got so many things terribly wrong.
Yes, that's it. That's it. Don't feel sorry for the man in the song. So many things he got terribly wrong. And I like that because I think as we grow and mature in life, we realize that, you know, we were part of the problem. You know, maybe we – and obviously nobody's ever 100%, you know, guilty and 100% innocent. We all, throughout this journey of life, make our own mistakes and look back with regret. So wonderful, thoughtful lines there, and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Gene, come on in.
Well, I don't know. I'm bound to put my foot in my mouth. I thought this was a sad piece for us. I know, I do it all the time anyway. I think many feel the grind of just getting through it all. Life makes us feel like workhorses. But the important things are the things that we feel. It's not about what we do, or I don't know if I'm saying it right, but I think you tapped on so many thoughts and feelings in the piece. It was really well done. But we always have to remember the rearview mirror is small and the windshield is larger because where we are going is so much more than where we've been, where we've been in our past. Really, that's the truth. I mean, you know, no matter what we do wrong in our past, you know, the thing is to pick up the pieces, stand back up, brush yourself off, and head for the next, you know, wonderful thing ahead of us. We don't know what the hell it is, you know. They never give us that information. But, I mean, really, the thing is to just keep going forward and, you know, work towards something that, you know, you're probably not expecting. And I think that you know, that's the best thing I can say. But I think it was a really well-done piece. And I thought the song was, you know, pretty good. I don't know. I never heard of the AI site before.
It's one way to make sure that your song makes sense when it's done. You know, because you know, I can try to do it on my guitar and sing it myself, but it's kind of like it's easy for me to say, yes, it's good or the lyrics are good or whatever. But when you have it sung out back to you kind of like that, you can understand that where you walk at if you have a song.
Yeah, you hear it. You hear it in your ear that, wait, that's not quite right. Let me tune it in a little bit.
Yep.
I get it. It makes sense.
Exactly.
But nice job, and thanks for sharing with us.
Of course.
Nice. Thank you, Gene. Well, Greg, I've heard a lot of AI reading, and they're very dry and not very good. They got instant hiccups you understand and know, but you still listen to the storyline. This is actually a really good AI as it pertains to being musically inclined and offering up those little notes of inflection here and there. So I was impressed by that alone. But it all comes down to the voicing that you put on the page to begin with. And I do like the little touch of sarcasm that you drop in this too. I did best in my living this life. My biggest mistake was taking a wife. I was dumb, stupid, and without a care. At 20 years old, I was in deep despair. I thought getting married was the key from my misery. Could I get free? So there's an understanding and note. Hey, we all make our own mistakes, but you did offer up, even though you hit on that note, don't feel sorry for the man in the song, you do hit on the best things in life, your kids and your faith, because that hasn't been lost in the moment. Those are your pride and joy. So the expression there is perfect, and this was a brilliant piece. I enjoyed it.
Nice.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Now, Gress, I haven't had you read anything yet. So this one's for you. This is called My Best Today by Lockdown Larks. And if you'd be so kind, I'd appreciate it.
All right. Lockdown Larks, My Best Today. Searching through my memories, some may flicker, some will dance, some whisper on a breeze. Remember when you took a chance. There is this one, more than all the rest, giving warmth of the sun, making me feel so blessed. Searching through my memories, some may flicker, some will dance, some whisper on the breeze. Remember when you took a chance. Even the edge of darkness lies staring in the abyss, seeing something more than less. Transports me again to that first kiss. Searching through my memories, some may flicker, some will dance, some will whisper on the breeze. Remember when you took a chance. You gave me wonder, you gave me life, so thankful that you came my way. Easing the yearning and learning strife, you are still my very best today. Searching through my memories, some will flicker, some will dance, some whisper on a breeze. Remember when you took that chance.
Excellent. Great read, Greg. Thank you very much. All right, Pam.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness, yes. Beautiful, beautiful poem. Great rhyme and flow. Wonderful heartfelt lines. I really like how this speaks on the light of love that gets you through those dark times. wonderful. Wonderful lines. I do really like the what seems to be like the chorus, searching through my memories, some may flicker, some will dance, some whisper on a breeze, remember when you took a chance. And another part I like is the one following that, even at the edge of darkness, life staring into the abyss, seeing something more than less, transports me back to that first kiss. Wonderful lines on the sharing of a true love and that memory's first kiss. So very well done.
Nice. Thank you, Pam. And Jean?
You know, I think that LL did a great job with this. It was a good take on the prompt, and I liked his chorus as well. I thought that was really well done. But I really think it reflects the song nicely. Searching through my memory, some may flicker, some will dance, some whisper on a breeze, remember when you took the chance. There is this one, more than all the rest, giving warmth of sun, making me feel so blessed. And then he repeats the chorus, and I think that it just was really, it really did lean into the prompt very nicely, and well written, nice rhyme. And thanks, Larks, for sharing with us. Nice, fine job.
Nice, thank you, Gene. And Gress, how about you? You got to read it.
Yeah, I think it's basically, you know, it's awesome if you find your soulmate that is with you throughout your life, and that taking it back to the first kiss and that first chance that you felt when you kiss somebody that for the first time, and you end up being with that person your whole life. It's a very common. I mean, a lot of people, you know, I think wish they had that. And from what I'm reading, from when I got feeling when I was reading this, that lockdown Lars has that connection. So I think it's beautiful, and to the person that he is with his soulmate. I thought it was really well done.
Excellent. Great comments, everybody. I think that that stanza, the repeat stanza, the that which keeps rolling it into this, is that note to the power of music and how it brings you back in memory to those days over the preceding years that you spent with your loved one, and how it invokes those memories on that first kiss, the first dance. It jars the memory into reliving that moment with such a nice, warm and pleasant feeling. And you enjoy those moments. You go back, damn, the life we've led together. What a dance we've had. Nicely done, Lark. Thank you very much. All right, Gene.
Okay. Well, that brings me to our next song, which is Night and Day. So here we go. Okay. Wow. Another great song. And the piece that goes along with this one is Our Lovin' Is Our Rock by Naomi Sear. And I do have an audio for that one as well. So here goes.
Our lovin' is our rock. You're flashing neon lights in a bustling city world. I am cold. Thunder and lightning from a raging electric storm. I, the softness of the breeze, intensify into a young boy. You're the crashing waves rocking onto distant shores. I, the welcoming light left on outside your come home door. You and I, so different, babe. I'm the quiet, you're the talk. You're the sailing ship. I'm your dock. But always I love you, the rock. Always,
our loving, wonderful read, Naomi. Thank you for the SoundCloud. Very much appreciated. All right, Pam.
Yes. Oh my goodness, I love the lyrical quality in this. The entire energy and vibe of it is just amazing. A great write with wonderful rhyme and flow. I like how it speaks on the idea of opposites attracting, and really it doesn't matter how opposite you are. What matters is the love and support that you offer up to each other when times are difficult and support is needed. I really did like those opening lines, your flashing neon lights and a bustling city roar, I, a cozy old armchair in a quaint antique store. And then also your thunder and lightning from a raging electric storm, I, the softness of a breeze whispering quietly and warm. Wonderful lines all the way through and very well done.
Nice. Thank you, Pam. Jean, how about you?
You know, I thought this was an excellent take on the prompt. It was very well done. I loved your rhyme and meter throughout, but I have to say, well, damn, I think I got this from you. Your thunder and lightning from a raging electric storm, I, the softness of a breeze whispering quietly and warm. You're the crashing waves rocking into distant shores. I, the welcoming light left on outside your come home door. You and I, so different, babe. I'm the quiet, you're the talk. You're the sailing ship on your dock, but always our loving is our rock. But always our loving is our rock. I think that she really did a great job with this. And yeah, I like I say, I think she really captured the prompt well. So, absolutely. So thank you, Naomi.
Thank you, Jean. The contrast in this is stark. But it rolls with the understanding of how both work, the flashing neon lights in the bustling city roar, she, the cozy old armchair in a quaint antique store, then the thought of ever-rolling traffic pounding state highways, kind of hits the thought of a truck driver, and I, a tractor rolling country roads where cornfields lay. So there is a distinct difference between the two, but that note of how they fit together. And I like the double entendre thought in the repeater, in that repeat. You're the sailing ship, I'm your dock, but always our loving is our rock, but always our loving is our rock. So it does walk a note of simplicity in the moment, but it also offers up that note to sensuality as well. So nicely tackled there, Naomi.
Okay.
All right, Jamie.
Well, Rex, we have three pieces left, and I have two on one song and one on the other. So I'm going to go with Pam's piece. So the music I'm going to play now is called Mambo Italiano. And here, oh my God, where is it? There it is.
Oh boy, went back to Napoli,
because he missed the scenery, the native dancers, and the charming song. But wait a minute, something's wrong. Calabrese do the mambo like crazy. And hey mambo, don't wanna tarantella. Hey mambo, no more mozzarella. Hey mambo, Italiano. Try an enchilada with a fish of bacalao. And hey gumba, I love how you dance rumba. But take the storm and bite my zam. Learn how to mambo. Que se get a get happy in the pizza when ya mambo Italiano. Shake a belly, shake a cause of love when you take me in. Hey, Giorgio, you don't have to go to school. Just make a little beef bambino. It's a like a vino. Get you good looking, but you don't know what to cook until you hit. Everybody go to fish out of mambo Italiano.
That sounds like something she could have done with Dean Martin.
Yeah, right. And it woke us all up. Absolutely. So I'm going to put this piece up. It's called The Competitive Flame That Moves to a Mambo Beat by Pam Ray. So, Pam, whenever you're ready.
All right. Well, this is a collaboration I did with Jody, and because that putt didn't show up, Rex has been nice enough to read with me. So.
Oh, my God.
I guess I'll kick it off. In the heat of the floor, our hearts beat in time, a rhythm, a dance, a passionate rhyme. I glide, you follow in mama's embrace, our steps intertwined in this fervent chase. Feel the music, I whisper, let it take the lead as we pivot and swerve with an unspoken creed. You reply in a twirl with a sly, spinning grin. We both know we are in this together through thick and through thin.
You're king of the dance floor, and I'll be your queen, royalty unmatched in this theatrical team. Our competitive spirits engaged and in sync, promise seduction, a blown kiss, and a wink. Erotic energy fills our bodies and hands with each sensual stirring. There's only us and the band. Backwards and forward, we shift, join, and glide. Your masculine aura, a strong, gentle guide.
I'll lead with intention, with strength, and with might. You promise to follow, to match every flight. Together we're seamless, a duo so bold. In Mamba's calligraphy, our story is told. I beckon you closer with jazz and with grace. You answer with a spot turn in the spellbinding space. Our feet speak in Mamba, a language so pure. In the cross turns and drags, our victory procured.
My hips sway and gyrate with a life of their own, nearing your movements in a dynamic tone. Our steps become double and then triple time, a come-hither chase sweeter than wine.
In the final beat, as we come to a close, our breaths are heavy, our connection exposed. In the applause that follows, our hearts still dance, for in this competition, we took our chance. In the dance of the Mamba, together we sailed, our mastery of movement and passion prevailed, to express, to explore, to be truly alive, allowing our love to grow and to thrive.
We hold up the trophy, a spark in our eye, the flame and the heat in the poise of our thighs. Winning first place is a sweet honeycomb, but the best reward will be to follow your lead upon silk sheets at home. End poem.
Great read, Pam. And Dean, we're coming to you, voice.
Wonder why. This is a great piece, Pam. I think you and Jody did a great job with this. And I think you really expressed the feel of the song and the dance. And I think it really was great all the way through. You know, we hold in the dance of the Mamba together, we sailed our mastery of and prevailed to express, to explore, to be truly alive, allowing our love to grow and to thrive. We hold up the trophy, a spark in our eyes, the flame in the heat, the poise of our thighs. Winning first place is a sweet honeycomb, but the best reward will be following your lead upon silk sheets at home. That's a win-win. I like it. Very well done, you guys. And great
read,
Rex.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Rex, for reading with me.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, this does hit on the idea of the music and the dance itself. It is intricate in nature, and every step has to be performed to perfection to walk away with that the angle of the top prize. And it does take a lot out. You've got to be strong in nature, body, mind, and legs, because of the intricate nature and how it unfolds. Those legs do take a toll on the dance floor itself. And you weren't going to stop there. It's winning time.
Yeah.
The cup is ours.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you for the comments, and thank you for the inspiration.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. We got three left over, which is why we'll do next week as part of the Toby Keith angle. We'll do those first, get them out of the way. And we do have Toby Keith who just passed recently, unfortunately. So enjoy the music on that contest and the show. And great show, team. This was a really good night. The pieces were outstanding. Thank you to Gress and Pam for sitting in to read and comment. And for Eric and Marion, DW Puddles, Naomi, Rosie, Jack, and SXH for their contributions on the board. We very much appreciate that. So thank you very much, guys. You're all bloggers. And we'll do this again next week.
Yes, we will. Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's the way I see it. Absolutely. Well, great show, Rex. Great pieces, everybody. And Pam, thanks for hanging with us. Gress, thank you for hanging with us. And as Rex said, thanks to everybody who hung in the room. It was a great night. A lot of fun. Wonderful pieces. So, I say good night.
Good night, all.
Sweet dreams, everybody.